Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
I used to be a Republican, perhaps a fifth-generation Republican. Heck, for all I know, my family and the Republicans go back to Abe Lincoln. So when I first moved to Humboldt County, I felt like a fish out of water. This place felt pretty green in every sense. What has happened the past 4 years in the Republican Party, however, has forced me to become a Democrat. Here's why. In the year of 2016, during the primaries, Republicans have some decent candidates. Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, John Kasich was my favorite. When Donald Trump announced he was running for president in the Republican Party, no one took him seriously. Many, including me, laughed at the possibility that he could win the nomination. After all, he was a flamboyant, failed businessman, having gone bankrupt 6 times. He was on his third wife, multiple affairs. He'd never run for office. I was sure he did not have a chance of being nominated. I was wrong. Political suicide, I thought. How could the Republicans nominate such an immoral person? As you know, right before the general election of the Hollywood Access tape surfaced, he boasted that he could do such illegal, immoral things because he was a star. I thought, that's it. Nobody from the Republican Party will give the man a single vote. After all, Republicans are the party of family values. I was wrong again. The Republicans supported the self-confessed sexual assaulter. He went on to defeat the much-favored Hillary Clinton. Now, the first few months in office, I was hoping Donald Trump might at least grow into the office. He did not. Some of the earliest assaults were on the people who were investigating him. People in the FBI, the Justice Department. Now, Jeff Sessions was one of the weakest attorney generals ever. He fawned before Donald Trump, but when he recused himself from going to bat for Trump during the special investigation, Trump never forgave him. He eventually replaced Sessions with a man whom he could count on, James Barr. Barr spun the Mueller report to make Donald Trump look exonerated. Now, I'm a Christian and a pastor, having served parishes in 3 different countries over 40 years. What's astonished me is how many Christians supported Donald Trump. The bulk of his support came from people who are pro-life. Hey, I am pro-life. Always have been. Always will be. Donald Trump was pro-choice his entire life until he ran for president. Suddenly switched his moniker. Now I hear evangelicals say, but he has seen the light. He's a true convert. Trump's not a convert. He's a con man. Christians on the right tend to see the Bible as a crystal ball, one that sees into the future and predicts certain events before the end of time. Now, for some reason, Donald Trump figures into their end times eschatology. But another way to interpret the Christian faith is through covenants. On that note, Donald Trump has broken almost every covenant that counts. He pays almost no taxes. In addition to cheating on taxes, he cheated on all his wives and is, as you know, prone to marry younger women. You know, I think it's high time for Christians to admit they were wrong to support Trump because he was the wrong person to be president of anything, let alone president of the United States of America. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.